Mike Golay live in our WMPG studios, where the new clock on our fancy new board tells me it's 8:01 and 27 seconds in the PM. And you are tuned to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. That is 90.9 and 104.1 FM. We are Greater Portland's community radio station, broadcasting live 24 hours a day from the campuses of the University of Southern Maine. And you can also find us on the web at WMPG.org. And now for the much ballyhooed weather. Tonight, thunderstorms and showers likely. I think we've had both already. Then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, which is somehow different from thunderstorms and showers after midnight. Some thunderstorms may produce frequent lightning. Had some of that earlier as well. Gusty winds and torrential rainfall. So far, no small hail, although that is also a possibility. Humid, with lows in the upper 60s. I think humid should be its own sentence. Saturday, partly cloudy, hot and humid with highs around 90. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Good sleeping weather. And Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. So that is your weekend in a nutshell. Get outside. There's actually the Festival of Nations happening tomorrow afternoon in Deering Oaks. I've been to that last couple, 3 years, and it's a lot of fun. Live music, food vendors. It's just a nice community event. So get out there. Do that if you're in Portland and are so inclined. I recommend it. And it's Friday evening. You're listening to Locomotives, and we've got Mike Golay live in our WMPG studios.
Hello again.
Hello again. So on the set list, you've got Bumby and Avalon and Loden. Are these the guitars in question?
They are. This is, the guitar that I mentioned earlier that David built me. We named it the Bumby. I don't know why.
Because. Yeah. With a capital B, which you're never supposed to start a sentence with, but we do.
Right, right. I just think it's cool. I just think it's a nice name, you know?
Yeah.
The Avalon, I have a little endorsement deal with Avalon Guitars out of Northern Ireland. That's one of my road guitars. And then I picked up this is another guitar from Northern Ireland, which is a Loudon. That I recently picked up from a good friend, Jim Tozier, down in, he just moved from Maryland to Atlanta, but he's a heck of a guitar player, too. I was happy to pick this one up. And then, the Weissenborn, which I'll play a little bit later, is a slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have to write them down or I'll forget, you know, what guitar I should be playing.
Yeah, I know. I have my whole shtick written out myself because I kept forgetting to say 90.9, 104.1.
Right.
A friend of mine was in here shadowing me one day, and he's like, if I wrote Bob in there where it says my name is Jan, would you say that? I'm like, it is entirely possible.
Absolutely.
Depends on how bad your handwriting is.
Right.
I might just say, hi, my name is Bluch.
Right.
So what do you have in store for us next?
I'm going to play another medley. The first tune is the first tune that I wrote once I moved to Maine. I moved to Maine in May of 2003. I'm very, very, very happy to be here. It's a place I visited years and years and years ago, and I always thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice to live there? And I finally got the opportunity to move, and I don't want to leave, and I really love Portland. It's a great place. This is somebody in the press recently took me to task on this one. They said that they couldn't count it as a waltz. I'm waltzing. I don't, you know, if you don't want to waltz, it's cool, but it's a fast waltz. It's in one. That's called Maine Waltz. And then I'm going to, provided I don't fall over on the floor or anything, entertaining, I'm going to go into a tune that I wrote for my mother, which is called Beverly Jane. That's on the first record, and Maine Waltz is on the first one. No, wait, second one. You know, well, they're both on the records.
Buy them both.
Yes.
Put them in your CD player on random.
That's right. So here we go. And I also may do a little toony twangy thing here.
Mike Golay at MikeGolay.com. Thank you. WMPG Studios. So I'm actually looking at your BanshiWorks.com frivolities whining section.
Yes.
Nothing worse than a trip to the dentist, except perhaps.
Whinge.
A trip to the dentist. That did sound pretty. Yeah, the country music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the new country.
And that was all they were listening to. It's
probably on commercial radio, no less.
Yes. Yeah. Just a little bit of background. I have a lifetime aversion to dentistry. You can see that I still have all my teeth, and I've taken care of them, and I've gone. You know, I go to the dentist now. But let's say there was a decade-long period where I didn't. My parents took me to see Marathon Man, first R-rated movie I ever saw at the age of six. It has a very famous dental torture scene in it. And that wasn't good for a kid.
No.
And so you know, I don't like going, and most people don't really like going to the dentist.
You know,
it's not that fun.
To.
But I had to go in and luckily I've only had two cavities in my life, and I went in to get a filling, and the doctor was very nice and his assistant was very nice. But then they turned on the country music. It was new country, and they sang along and whistled along and tapped their feet along the entire time that they drilled holes in my head.
They were probably wearing those big Dansko clogs too. They're like medical.
Tap shoes actually. Yeah. No, it was bizarre, and it was one. And it's not like I can tell them to stop
because
I have this
full
stuff in my mouth. Yeah, right. But it was.
And you want them to be comfortable.
Yes, right. Because it's about them. So I guess when I go back, it's like iPod or.
Yeah.
And I'm not a very confrontational person, you know. So like I'll probably never say anything. I'll probably just always go in there and.
But my dentist does daytime TV, and which can be mind-numbing or frustrating.
It's something to take your, white noise or something would be fine.
I must say, I had, as a child, incredibly, incredibly deep roots, and none of my baby teeth came out on their own. I had one that came out on its own. The rest had to be extracted.
Ugh.
And when you're six, they give you nitrous. So I have really fond memories of the dentist.
When can we go again?
Soon, please.
Nice.
Quit brushing 20 years ago. Yeah. If only. Yeah, I keep asking them, and they're like, nope, you're grown up now.
Yeah.
Darn it. So what do you have in store for us next?
I just thought we'd keep talking about dentistry.
Okay. The Dental Hour on Locomotives.
Well, I tell this story occasionally, but it's a big deal. A little over a year ago, I got married, and I really love my wife, and I don't know if she's listening or not, but if she is, hey.
And if not, we're taping it, so hey.
That's right. And about 2 years before we got married, she gave me a ring that has two words in Gaelic on it, and when we got married, I replaced it with a heavier model. But same two words, and those words are Anam Cara, and that's Irish Gaelic for soulmate. And I love her, man. She's great. And so I wrote a tune called Anam Cara. It's on the new record, Across the Bridge, and that's the one I'm going to play. If I can make sure this thing's in tune. 1 second. Thank you.
MikeGolay.com. Mike Golay live in our WMPG studios. So, instrumental.
Yes.
Why? Why not?
No, good question. I get asked that a lot.
I get asked,
you know, how do you classify your stuff? I would love to sing, but you just don't want to hear it.
You sing like I do, okay.
Yeah, I'm just pretty not good at it.
Maybe we'll do a duet right after we turn off the mics.
Right. But, you know, I've always said, you know, play to your strengths, and my voice is not one of them. I do try to, you know, I've done it a little bit here tonight, but I do try to, when I play live, I try to tell stories between the tunes, because it is, you know, it's 2 hours of seeing somebody bang around on guitar, you know, can get a little tiring, but all my tunes, I try to write them around experiences. If something happens that was important or that I want to remember or something, I try to write a tune about that thing, even if it doesn't have lyrics. It's, you know, it's kind of my way of marking that time. So that's what I do. And, you know, you just don't want to hear the singing.
Yeah, I'm the
maybe someday. I'd really love to do it.
When I first started here, our station manager asked me if I played any instruments. I said, no, I really never learned how. I said, I took chorus like middle school, high school. He's like, oh, so you can sing. And I'm like, yeah, you'd think so. That's the beauty of a chorus. We are spending an hour with Mike Golay. So your website mentions potential UK trip in November.
Yes. I'm going to be going over to London. We're going to do a little London, Paris, Nice kind of deal. And
ooh.
I have a really good friend over there, Amrit Sand, who's at amritsand.com, a great, great guitar player. And we've been talking about doing some gigs together for a long time. And we're going to try to make it happen this November when we go over. I should mention, I tomorrow night, if anybody happens to be up the coast in Bar Harbor, I'm playing a show that I'm really looking forward to with Katie Wagner and Chuck Donnelly up in Bar Harbor at the College of Atlantic. It's at 7:30. You can go to my website for details, or you can go to Kate Wegner, KateWeGner.com. They're playing with their band. It's Katie's farewell concert to Bar Harbor. She actually lives in Portland now, but she's just a killer fiddler. She's really the real deal, and Chuck is a great guitarist as well, and they're just super nice. I'm really looking forward to playing with them.
And you have a monthly or thereabouts email list too.
I do. If you go to MikeGolay.com and you click around, it should be pretty apparent how to sign up. I love playing live. I try to play live in town as much as I can, and try to play in the area as much as I can. And that email list is probably the best place to find out what I'm doing when.
And I get a lot of those. Yours is not dry.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I always get a chuckle out of yours.
I try to make it cool.
It's definitely worth the time to read it.
Cool.
And you can find out where to find Mike live.
That's right.
Like he's about to be in about 10 seconds.
Right.
What are we hearing next?
I'm going to play a tune. This is the new record, Across the Bridge, was kind of celebrating my relationship with my wife. Well, it wasn't kind of. It was definitely celebrating my relationship with my wife. But there's one tune in particular on the tune that on the CD that I really wanted to do for a friend of mine who unfortunately passed away several years ago. But when I found out about it, I knew I had to do a tune for him. So much like it's been last year when I was recording my record, it was just raining terribly. And I got, there are 18 tunes on the record, and I got 16 of them done with little to no rain interference. I had a home studio but it was near a back door, and if it was raining on the deck,
you heard sizzle.
Yeah, you just couldn't do it. So, but I got really lucky, and I got 16 of those tunes done in 3 days, which was pretty good effort for me. And then, it rained for a week, but it actually gave me a little time to work on this tune a little bit. My friend's name was Sean Layton. He was an incredibly talented percussionist and one of the funniest guys I've ever known. And I miss him a lot. I've been in touch with his wife and his mother, and I'm really hoping someday to pay them a visit and maybe play a gig down. They live in Tulsa, or outside of Tulsa, and hopefully do a gig down there and really want to play this tune for them. So it's called Between the Rains because I got it, the rain stopped for an hour, and I got it in one take, and it rained for another 4 days. So this one's for Sean.
Mike Golay live in our WMPG studios. Still poking around on BanshyWorks.com here. We've got a link for music purchases and also a variety of stylish togs and printed materials along with drinky things and sticky dealies.
That's right. I don't want to get too technical.
No. You know. Just in case the stock changes unexpectedly. Oh, we're out of those. Hey, these stick.
All right.
If folks were interested in picking up either of your albums, what is there places locally that they could?
Yeah, there's all kinds. Bull Moose has them.
That is the answer to that question. Week after week after week.
Borders has them. I'm on iTunes. The best thing to do probably is just go to MikeGolay.com and you can see just about every place on earth you can get them. I'm on a small independent label called the Candy Rat Records. They're at CandyRat.com. You can get them through there. You can also check out a lot of other great artists on that label. I'm very, very thankful and awed to be in the company of many of those players on that. So, yeah, MikeGolay.com to get all that stuff.
All right. We've got time, I think, for one more.
Okay. I think...
No, don't be doing that.
I think I'm going to do an old traditional tune. I typically end with something pretty bombastic, but I'm gonna go the other way with this one. My new record, Across the Bridge, was co-produced by Al Pettaway. He's one of the greatest guitarists in the world, I'm very, very happy, very, very thankful to have him as a friend. He plays on four tracks on the record, and he did this tune as a duet with me. It's an old Scots tune. If I could sing, I would sing this song because it has the most tear-jerking lyrics you've ever heard. It's basically about a guy who's just totally hard over on a girl who wants nothing to do with him. Mm. And I beg people to go out and check out the lyrics because it's the unrequited love ballad to end all unrequited love ballads. It's your sophomore year of college. It's a great tune. And it's called Peggy Gordon.
Speaking of bombast, you could do it as a spoken word, kind of a la William Shatner.
I could do that, but I need a cigarette, and I don't smoke.
I can't
do it on the air tonight, but I like to translate some of the old time verse to modern verse.
Oh,
because it's really funny because you know they have all these stilted turns of phrases and you can really boil them down
into things that you can't broadcast.
Exactly. So this is called Peggy Gordon, and thanks very much for having me. I do want to mention on August 12th. I'll be at Acoustic Coffee with Noah Harrison. Mm. He's on at 8:00. I'm on at 9:00. I'm working on a new record right now, and I'll be playing some new material there. And I'm really looking forward to it. So, all right, here we go.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed being here.
Lots of fun. Our Scott guy's chomping at the bit, so we should probably bow out.
All right.
thank you. Tomorrow night, Booth Bay Harbor?
I'm up in Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Yep.
Pick
College
a harbor.
Of the Atlantic.
And then August 12th at Acoustic Coffee.
Yep.
MikeGolay.com.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to Mike Golay here on WMPG's Local Motives on 90.9 and 104.1 FM. Our Local Motives theme music is by the band formerly known as Relish Groove. And water for our performers is provided by the folks that came before and their little CD fund. Funding for Local Motives is provided by you, our listeners, and an underwriting grant from Guitar Grave, authorized dealers of Jackson guitars, Zildjian cymbals, and accessories. Guitar Grave is authorized to perform warranty repair work for your Fender, Crate, and Ampeg products. Guitar Grave is located at 441 Congress Street in Portland. More information is at 774-4414 and www.guitargrave.com. Production and sound engineering for Local Motives by Kevin Fogg, Jim Rand, and Alex Coffin, to whom we are sad to say a fond farewell. I guess the commute's getting to him. My name is Jan. Don't forget to tune in to the Locals with Isaac Friday evenings at 10:30 after It Is to Laugh. And, well, you know, always stay tuned for Stay Rude.